My guest says most believers miss hearing God's voice. Troy says God speaks through numbers or even through current events. Next.
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. You are our most important guest. Go and flow. My guest, Troy Brewer, had an encounter with God concerning supernatural time. What is a timeline, and how does God see our timeline?
Thank you, Sid. You know, our timeline is so important to Him, and I didn't realize how important it was until one day I was minding my own business in a small Texas town that I grew up in, Joshua, Texas. Very prophetic name, right?
It is.
And the train track there is always a mess, Sid. The train goes by so slowly, and I was sitting there, and for no reason, I just looked all the way down, and I could see that I couldn't see the caboose one way, and I also could not see the engine on the other side. It was so long, and I began to just complain. And instead of the Lord just rebuking me, the Spirit of the Lord came into my truck, and I wasn't looking for an encounter with God. And all of a sudden, I felt the presence of the Lord. I was like, whoa, what's happening? And instantly, I saw in an open vision, I was thousands of feet above that same train track. I could see the train in its entirety. I could see the beginning. I could also see the end. I could see my little red truck down there. And I noticed, and I knew by the Spirit, as soon as I saw it, that this was what my timeline actually looked like.
What does timeline mean, though?
A timeline is literally the epic event of a certain thing. So there's a difference between seasons and timelines. So seasons are always cyclical, but times are always wrapped around a certain epic event of the beginning and end. And what I saw, Sid, was I saw that when the Lord sees our timeline, He doesn't see it the way that we do, where we sit there and we can only see one piece of a car pass at a time. What I saw is that He sees the beginning and the end all at the same time. And I also saw that He could enter into it wherever He wanted to. Well, Jesus is looking at us right now. God Almighty is looking at our timeline, Sid. And at the same time, He is seeing David slay Goliath. He's seeing Jesus being resurrected from the dead. He's seeing you and I talking today. But He has a capacity to see it all at the same time. He also has a capacity to enter in again and be made manifest in past, present, and future. Now, I have a scripture for this.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. What is it?
The scripture is actually found in Psalms 139. And it talks about how that the Lord enters into our timeline in both past, present, and future, and how He interacts with us. Now, I'm going to be reading from the Passion, and here's what He says. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord, that you read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words that I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step that I'm going to take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. This is just too wonderful, just too deep. It's all incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. And so He literally says, right now, you can go into my past and save me from the harm of my past, and it will affect my right now. I saw all of that in an instant, in a vision, when the Lord showed me a timeline that actually looked like a train.
Now, can you change or can God change your timeline?
Yeah, the Lord can redeem anything. Not only is He our Messiah, He's also our Redeemer. And redeemed time, Sid, looks very different than unredeemed time. Biblically, what that looks like, when it says after the time had passed, because in unredeemed time, everything is passing away. But if it is redeemed time, we are gaining everything. So it's very important that we understand that once Jesus steps into our timeline, He can actually change it. He can actually redeem it.
Can you give me an example of this real life with you?
Well, you know, we rescue children all over the world, and we've been doing that now for 30 years. And we had rescued a little girl down in the Amazon out of trafficking, and she was nonverbal. This is a common occurrence with us. We come across children that are so traumatized that they can't speak. Well, Leanna and I, we were in Florida, and we went to sleep. I had a dream, and the dream was I saw my future. And my future was I was stepping out of my life into glory. But before I saw the king, it was like a post-game interview. There was a guy that was sitting at a desk, and he had a microphone. And he's like, "Troy, have a seat, and let's talk about your life." He said, "Man, what incredible favor you had." And I said, "Thank you." And he asked me all these questions. And then he asked me this one question that stunned me. He said, "What do you think is one of the most important miracles God had for you that you missed?" And I knew instantly in my spirit that there were all these miracles that the Lord had for me that I had missed because, you know, life or because I wasn't in prayer or because I didn't understand, whatever it was. But I said in this dream, yes, back in 2022, which was the present time I was dreaming this, I said, back in 2022, if I would have found a way to make it to the Amazon jungle, I could have walked straight up to that little girl. And even though she wouldn't touch anybody, even though she was very feral, I could have said, "Hello, little girl. Her name is Franciella. I'm your Papa Troy. Come over here and hug me." And she would have instantly saw the Father's love, and she would have came over and she would have hugged me. And then I would have said, "It's okay for you to start talking now." And then she instantly would have started talking. In my dream, which was me in the future, I said, "I hate I missed that miracle." And the commentator said, "Yeah, that was a big one." And then boom, I woke up. So I was like, okay, I told my wife, I've got to go to the Amazon.
Absolutely.
I drove my rental car to Miami. I found a plane going to Bogota. I got on another plane that went to Leticia, Colombia. I met my team down there. I walked straight up to them and I said, "Friends, I had a dream in the future that was about my past, but it's my right now. And we're not going to miss this miracle." And they said, "Well, here she is." I walked over to her. And I said, and she was leaning against the wall, and she was so sad. And I said, "Franciella, I'm your Papa Troy. Come over here and see me." She's eating ice cream cone. And she walked straight over to me, and she hugged me. And
she's
everyone,
such a beautiful
yes.
little girl.
Oh, she's so beautiful. And then I was like, okay, that's one miracle down. And then I said, "Franciella, it's okay for you to start talking now." And she looked at me, and she said, in Portuguese, "Do you see that little boy right over there? He doesn't even know how to talk. He doesn't even know how to walk across the street. I have to help him across
she
the street."
She said that.
Yes. And then she became
Chatty
Cathy.
She can't
Cathy.
Do that. She can't do that, no. You just told
and
me.
And she just did. And it was because the Lord took me into my future, talked to me about my past, because he wanted me to see redemption now for somebody else. I've seen it happen.
And very briefly, there's such an amazing concept. No one even thinks of some of these concepts. I don't know how you got it.
I don't know either.
But what is hindsight prophetic?
We always think in terms of the prophetic being foresight, which is wonderful. I love foresight. We also think in terms of the prophetic as being discernment or words of knowledge. But there's another form of the prophetic to be able to see what God has clearly spoken to us in our past, that we didn't know that there was a hidden word there that was actually being unveiled for the right now. And that's a very important part of prophecy.
Give me your revelation of a connection I have never seen before. Abraham Lincoln and the Titanic.
Well, what's amazing is if you begin to look at things as if that was a dream, what would it mean? It changes everything. The prophetic language that is within the Word of God doesn't just show up in our dreams, Sid. It also shows up in everything going on around us. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says that we can find the hidden attributes of God being understood by the things that are made. So if I'm looking at history, or if I'm looking at the epic events of history, certainly in American history, one of our favorite all-time presidents would have to be President Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States, who also was a very prophetic dreamer. 3 days before his death, he prophesied of a dream where he had seen his own death. He also had many prophetic dreams of him crossing a ford or moving rapidly upon the water towards the 13th Amendment, which is very prophetic. So if I had a dream, and if this was the dream, if I dreamed that there was a man and he was the president of a nation And his name was Abraham, which means father of nations. And his last name was Lincoln, which means lives by the water or according to the word. That's what Lincoln means. And if he was the 16th president, and if the the number 16 represents the love of God all the way through the Word of God, like 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, there are 16 attributes of the love of God there. There are 16 Jehovah titles. So God's love is always revealed and stamped with the prophetic number, the number 16. I say all that to say, if we dream that, would we know what those things mean? I think that we would if we were able to search out the matter. But we don't tend to do that in history. So here it is. President Lincoln, the 16th president, laid down his life for his friends. That's what the love of God always does. And he was actually executed, or he was shot in a place that's called Ford's Theater. And that's where you cross over into the Promised Land. The slaves became free at the 13th Amendment here within the United States because President Lincoln made it so. And they crossed over from the bondage of slavery over into the Promised Land. And so did we all, even as a nation. Now, this happened. He was actually shot in the head on the 14th of April. Did you know that April the 14th in 1865 was Passover?
No.
Did you also know that it was Good Friday?
No.
They both fell on the same day. And that was the day that our 16th president was actually shot. It was April 14th, but then he died in the early morning hours of April the 15th. So he was shot on April the 14th, and then he died on April the 15th. Now, there was a word that was within all of that for all the United States that is still applicable today if we have an eye to see. Now I'd like to fast forward. 47 years to the date on April the 14th in the year 1912, the Titanic struck an iceberg. And then it sank in the early morning hours of April the 15th.
Parallel with Lincoln.
And it was very fresh in the minds and in the hearts of really the whole world at that time, because it wasn't that long, 47 years. Now there was, I would say that prophetically, that the same message that goes with Lincoln and the mournful cry that goes with the assassination of Lincoln also goes with the mournful cry of the terrible events that happened with the Titanic. Neither one of those things happened because those were bad people. It's just that God Almighty employs bad events, and He can actually speak through anything. And I'd like to be very clear about that. So on April the 14th, what had happened was, in the midst of the Titanic being the biggest and the fastest, the first of everything, they had a radio commander, and the radio commander's name was Bride. And he had this amazing device that was like wireless telegraph. Well, there were many other ships in the region that had shut down. They said, "We've seen this giant iceberg. You need to shut down." There was one ship that was called the California. The California had a captain by the name of Stanley Lord. Stanley Lord called to Bride and said, "Stop what you're doing and turn around now." Commander Bride's reply was, "Shut up, keep out, you're jamming my signals." When the Bride of Christ tells
the Lord.
That
was the warning. He didn't heed that warning.
Didn't heed the warning because he wanted to be first. He wanted to be the first across the Atlantic that fast, the first for this, the first of that, the first of this. And we know, brother, that the first shall be last. And when the Bride tells the Lord to shut up, keep out, you're jamming my signal, you're not unsinkable, you're unsavable. The same message of the Titanic actually goes with the message of the United States and with President Lincoln. And they're literally 47 years to the day apart from each other.
I mean, it is, when you can break it down the way you do, you must believe in God. You have no choice. Troy is going to pray for your eyes to be open to how God is speaking to you in so many different ways. He's speaking to you in everything. Be right back.
Troy Brewer's exclusive new Jesus in Your Timeline 2 CD audio set lets you see how hindsight prophecy opens up what God is saying directly to you from past historic headlines and in current events, and how inviting Jesus into your personal timeline creates a ripple effect that redeems your past, reshapes your present, and transforms your future.
Jesus can enter into any timeline, anywhere, anytime. How do you invite Jesus into your past? It's a lot more simple than what you think.
Troy Brewer's new book teaches you how to decipher God speaking through historic incidents and current events using numbers, dates, and symbols. You need to become fluent in God's prophetic language, and this is the most unique book on this subject you will ever find.
The terrible assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States. 16 is the biblical number through the Word of God that represents the love of God. So President Lincoln being our 16th president, well, greater love had no man than this, than that he lays down his life for his friends.
It's never too late to redeem your timeline. Call or go online at sidroth.org/10074 with your donation of $36 or more with free shipping. For Troy Brewer's new book, Numbers That Prophesy, Hearing God Through Historic Headlines and Numbers That Preach. Plus, you'll get Troy's exclusive new 2-CD audio set, Jesus in Your Timeline.
Troy, will your new book help us see us? You already do this. Help us see and hear God, everyone that reads it.
That's what it's for. I think that once you start seeing God speak through the epic events of history that you actually recognize, and I have 7 of those in the book. So we have already discussed Abraham Lincoln and Titanic, and then we have the moon landing, and then we have the space shuttle Columbia disaster, Princess Diana's death at the same exact time as Mother Teresa's. We have the 9/11 event. I put all those things together and we just simply look at the names, the prophetic names, and all the numbers that are involved. And once you can see it in this, I think that you can start seeing it everywhere around you because God is speaking.
And that's what you're saying. He's not only speaking to you, but he's speaking through everything. You just, Troy has a gift to help you put this together. Troy, teach about types and shadows. And it's different than what most people think when they hear that terminology.
Types and shadows are meant to be searched out. They're meant to. We know that Proverbs chapter 25 says that it's the honor of kings to search out the matter. We know it starts off, says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. And in fact, Matthew 13:13, Jesus says, this is why I speak to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and they hearing, hear not. In other words, God says this, you're not going to keep me from giving my word, but I'm not going to let everybody in on it. You have to have a heart to want to know me, to be able to see it and to be able to hear it. And then once you have a heart for that, you see everywhere, everything within your life, there's a word from the Lord. And then you begin to understand the kingdom as King Jesus did, as he walked along and said, hey, do you see that person over there? And do you see that situation? Well, the kingdom of heaven looks just like that. And the kingdom of heaven looks just like that. Types and shadows fall into the category of parables. And so whether it's the colors of something, like every single tree in the Bible and every single tree in the world symbolizes something or speaks of something. We know that the biblical example of that was whenever Jeremiah, he said, hey, do you see this tree? And he said, I do. And the certain tree that he said actually is also the same Hebrew word for haste or acceleration. And then the Lord says, since you've seen that tree, I want you to understand that there's a word of acceleration in this. Like what? From a tree? Certainly God can speak through a tree. Whenever I first started this, my grandfather and I were sitting on the back porch of his house, and he said something to me. I was a very young man, brand new saved. We were doing a Bible study, and he called me Hoss. And he said, Hoss, do you see that tree right there? And I said, yes, sir, I do. And he said, do you know that that is the last tree to lose its leaves in the fall? And it's always the first tree to gain its leaves in the springtime. And he said, I wonder what that means. And I instantly knew. I said, Papa, that means the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That's what the Word of God says. And he said, show me. And we opened up his Bible right beside him and I showed him the Word of God. And he said, that was the Lord preaching to me through how the leaves change. And instantly, as a young man, I began to look and I began to see that type and shadow and parable is where the prophetic voice of God is, not just in our dreams, but also in everything that's going on around
us. When you spot, I mean, just as you were sharing a little earlier about all the similarities and the hand of God on these world events, you must feel like a supernatural detective. Seriously, how do you feel when you see these things and they jump out at you?
You know that, you know how when you're trying to remember somebody's name and you can't remember it, all of a sudden you do remember it and it just feels so good? Right. It feels like that to me. It's like, oh, there it is. It's also, if I may just kind of direct here and say this, that when I went to Mount Everest, I was in Nepal, we were rescuing kids. My wife and I went to Mount Everest to base camp. While I was there, I recognized Everest is such a prophetic name for the tallest mountain on the planet Earth, Everest. It speaks of heaven, right? And then I found out that it's 29,029 feet tall. If you go to Wikipedia, it is. And I know what 29 means. 29 means mountain climbing. It means overcoming mountains in the Word of God. There's actually 29 mountains listed through all 66 books of the Bible that are actually named. And then I found out that 29-year-old Sir Edmund Hillary overcame it on May the 29th of 1953.
This is amazing.
This is God Almighty prophetically weaving through all of our history and everything going on around us.
Well, you know what is just as amazing? There are people viewing us right now that know about God, but don't know God. And please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Just because you know about God does not mean you've had your own experiential knowledge with God. I'm not the judge. That's God's business. But I do know this. When you know God, you know that you know God. Mm. I want to pray for you to have experiential knowledge of God. Repeat this prayer out loud after me. And believe that there will be a dramatic change in your life. And God promises He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you. Repeat out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made so many mistakes in my life.
I've made so many mistakes in my life.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
Washes away my mistakes.
Washes away my mistakes.
And I'm clean. And now that I'm clean.
Now that I'm clean.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Thank you for saving me from my sins. I make you Lord of my life. Amen. Troy, I want you to pray for the viewers to see and hear God now.
All right. Father God, sir, I want to lift up every single person that is watching all over the planet Earth. And Father God, sir, I pray, God, that you would give us an eye to see, give us an ear to hear, give us a heart to know you. I pray, Lord God, sir, that our minds would not receive interference, but God, that we would receive you. God, we want to see you. Please be made manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.